News via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Democratic vice presidential candidate Senator Kamala Harris has officially accepted her spot on the party's presidential campaign ticket. The former prosecutor making history as the first Black woman and first South Asian American on a major party ticket. On the third night of the virtual Democratic National Convention, Senator Harris sharply criticized President Donald Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. She said his failure of leadership has cost lives and livelihoods. Former President Barack Obama also delivering a blistering attack on President Trump and in support of his former Vice President Joe Biden for the office of president. The former president saying President Trump has shown no interest in treating the presidency as anything but one more reality show that he can use to get the attention he craves. President Obama's speech was extraordinary because former presidents rarely publicly criticize a sitting president. President Trump responded to excerpts of his successor's speech earlier in the day, criticizing Obama as having been ineffective and putting U.S. democracy in danger. The Republican Party will hold its convention and similar virtual events next week to nominate President Trump for another term. Follow along on VOAnews.com. Prominent Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is hospitalized and in a coma after falling ill aboard a flight. His spokeswoman saying it appears he was deliberately poisoned. Navalny, a strong critic of President Vladimir Putin, was heading home to Moscow when he fell ill, forcing an emergency landing. A passenger posted a video to Telegram in which cries could be heard from inside the airplane's bathroom stall. This is VOA News. Another 1.1 million unemployed U.S. workers filed for government jobless compensation last week. The government's Labor Department reported the numbers Thursday, 1 week after the weekly total had fallen below a million claims. Last week's rise in claims suggests that employers are laying off more workers and that the labor market is still showing signs of weakness in states with recent spikes in coronavirus infections. U.S. stocks opened lower on Thursday after those weekly jobless claims rose unexpectedly, lending weight to the Federal Reserve's view of a difficult road to economic recovery. The AP reports human rights monitors are sounding the alarm over a recent spike in assassinations targeting civil rights activists in Iraq's south. This comes ahead of a meeting between Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Qadhimi and President Trump on Thursday. The ongoing strategic talks are expected to shape the future of Iraq-U.S. ties. Activist Reham Yaqub was gunned down in the southern Iraqi province of Basra by unidentified gunmen, a security official and human rights watcher said Thursday. It marks the second such killing in the span of a week. Iran has unveiled two missiles that it says had a bigger range than before, the country naming the missiles after commanders killed in January by a U.S. strike in Iraq. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said during a televised ceremony the cruise missiles have gone from 300 to 1,000 kilometers in less than 2 years. The revealing of the missiles comes a day after the White House said it will activate a controversial mechanism aimed at reimposing U.N. sanctions on Iran. The so-called snapback procedure aims to restore all international sanctions against Iran that were lifted as part of the 2015 accord with Tehran that sought to prevent it from developing nuclear weapons. The novel coronavirus pandemic is likely to aggravate the world's food insecurity and hunger crisis. That comes from a report by U.S.-based humanitarian aid organization CARE. CARE says a number of people around the globe facing severe food insecurity or a food crisis could nearly double to 270 million people by the end of the year. The organization says the population of people in Latin America facing food shortages has tripled, while the number has doubled in West and Central Africa and exploded by as much as 90% in Southern Africa. We have more international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. Go there for the very latest. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
Music now. VOA.